The following program contains scenes and language of a frank and explicit nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
Coming to you live from the Geek.io studios, we're clogging your inner tubes full of nerds. This is the Geek.io show.
Transform and roll out.
With your hosts, CJ and Rachel Boat. Jared Azevedo. With mad support from our producer, Jared Brudlong, a proud member of the AWPA Network.
And welcome to Geek.io, your weekly dose of geeky news and goodness. Episode 36. 36, wow. Recorded Thursday, the 17th of October, 2013. I am your host. I cannot read a script.
And I guess Rachel's not here, so it is your dose of dudes this week. And I'm Jared Azevedo.
I'm Jared Budlong, and Chrome hates me, so sorry if it keeps on getting interrupted.
And I'm Dale Campbell, and everyone loves their daily dose of dudes, right?
Yes, everybody loves the daily dose of dudes.
Man, I can't believe we already got a show title.
That was really quick.
So this is a triple D show, is that what we're saying?
Hey! Yes.
Whoa! Hey-o. All right, so joining us this week is Alex Martinez from the AWPA Network.
Hey, boys and girls, this ninja science lesson's gonna rock your world.
Ooh, a musical episode, Dale.
Oh, nice.
I was not expecting that. I'll take it.
It's maybe beautiful. Sooner or later, maybe possibly... Oh, hold on. We may have a surprise guest here in just a minute. That is not the intended guest, but yet another guest, because why not? We were all gathered together anyway, because we were doing these beforehand.
We are all gathered here today.
I think you said with our powers combined.
We are a daily dose of dudes. Sakani from BGM may be joining us here in a little bit, and somebody else might be joining us here in just a second.
A surprise guest, maybe. You say? Oh my goodness.
Yes. I think right now...
A new challenger appears.
That's ironic.
To keep things going. So, Budlong, what...
Yes.
What have you
been up to lately?
So, we should probably do...
Gadgets, games, and gizmos.
This is Gadgets, Games, and Gizmos, where we talk about the stuff that we have been doing in the recent past. Mine's really long, so I'll go first because I'm talking out of the way.
Speaking of daily dose,
mine's really long and tough. So. Let me just go ahead. Convenience, all of you. You'll be fine.
Yes. All right. So I beat Splinter Cell Blacklist, which was my obsession 5 minutes at a time. I'm so glad I beat it, though. Somebody join.
For about a split second. Keep going. You're good.
Oh, and there it goes. Yay.
Okay.
All right. I beat Splinter Cell Blacklist. I've been playing off and on Street Fighter X Mega Man. That game is so stupidly hard, it's not even funny. And I can't play it without a controller, and I don't always have my controller up to my PC. So
I guess you could say it's Mega Man hard.
It is Mega Man hard.
Is it DuckTales hard?
Oh, yeah. That's
I have actually never played the DuckTales, the original DuckTales game.
My goodness.
I only played the Sega Genesis DuckTales game.
Wow, it's hard.
That was a DuckTales video game?
Dude, it's just ridiculously hard. I don't think we played it recently for How It Stacks. Keep an eye on the YouTube page, because that should be going up hopefully soon. But none of us beat a single level trying to replay that game recently.
See, it's very hard being 30 and going back and playing NES games because it's always just so frustratingly difficult that we just decide to put down our controllers and walk away.
Or fall asleep.
And pray for the ease
why
Call of Duty's single-player mode.
How is this ever fun?
Exactly.
It makes me want to stab people.
This makes me hate my childhood.
What was wrong with
me? Like, they talk about like NES difficulty, and everybody's like, I want 8-bit difficulty back. And then I go play games like Super Meat Boy or Street Fighter X Mega Man. I'm just like, okay, this sucked.
Yeah. No, thank you.
This is why we had Game Genies, people.
Right.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, no, because there are games out there that you don't necessarily need a Game Genie for and are still hard.
Yeah. Other than that, the PC game of choice that I decided to pick up afterwards was Dragon Age Origins. It's been sitting in my Steam list for a while, and I've played more of Dragon Age 2 than Origins, so I decided that it would probably be a good idea to stop playing 2 and go back to playing Origins. Other than that, I played about 5 minutes of Puzzle Quest Marvel Heroes on my phone and then got back into playing Bloons TD. I got invited to the Steam Family Sharing beta, but I haven't used it yet. So I don't know how that's going to work. I just
do
know
both
I
ends
have
of beta. That have to be on the beta sharing, or can beta
only
be
the person?
Okay,
only the person who needs to share. I'm going to set it up with Rachel to try out with her sometime this weekend.
Share
maybe
all the games. I'm poor.
We're your friends and family, right?
See, the thing is that I don't like about this is, say I share my library with you guys, I can't play Steam during that time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's super done. But you can just kick the person off.
You can't play Steam at all?
Yeah, no, you can't play at all.
I thought it was just the particular
you can go offline.
Game.
You have to go offline.
No, you can go. Yeah, you have to load up Steam offline and not go online at all, because if you go online at all, it kicks the other person.
Well, it
gives them 10 minutes.
It gives them 10 minutes and says, we're either going to kick you or you can buy the game. Deal with it. So
it doesn't bother me, because when I want to play games, it's like, what, 2 in the morning for you guys?
Yeah. So Dale is totally the perfect use case for this, because he's like, look, when I'm awake, you're asleep, and vice versa. It works out perfectly. Just shut down your computer.
Does it work in Australia? There's no kind of restrictions on regions or whatever?
We have Pro XPN as a sponsor.
No, actually, if you read it, it says there's no region restrictions, if I remember correctly.
No, I don't think. I think there's a Steam in Australia. I know
there is a Steam.
Why wouldn't there be on
Steam? Other than that, this last weekend, Rachel was nice enough to let me buy a Chromecast.
Whoa!
Look at you.
I've been playing with that, and that is really good. Like, to the point of I'm probably going to get a second one, because it does exactly what I want it to do. It's not as fully featured as the Roku, but then again, what I'm basically using the Roku for is what I'm using the Chromecast for. So I don't think I'm using my Roku right, but everything that I do, I can do from my Chromecast, and I have YouTube. So that means I can watch Repo the Genetic Opera all the time, because it was taken off of Amazon Prime.
Hey, did you ever happen to check out the new version with what is his name? It wasn't an opera still. It was called Repo Men, but it was more of an action movie. Yeah, did you ever get the chance to see that?
I haven't seen it. It's on my list. Though.
It's actually
terrible Tuesday movie.
Well, I saw
movie.
It first before I saw the Genetic Opera, and I was like, oh, this has been kind of... Wait, whoa, hold on. This is nowhere near the same movie. Like, the basic concept, sure. The rest of it, no. Nowhere near the same.
Nice. I've also figured out a way where you can broadcast local media to it as well. So that completely, like, solves the one hang-up that I had ever had on it. As long as you can play a media file in Chrome, you can cast it. Basically means that you can't cast Microsoft proprietary stuff like MKVs and AVIs, but MP4s... Bless you.
Bless you.
Hi, Rachel.
everybody's saying hi, Rachel.
I'm now joining the show. Now joining the show, Rachel's allergies. On. Hi. How are we doing?
That's our surprise guest.
Yeah, the surprise guest is Rachel's allergies.
Osmosis Jones on the show, everybody.
hey, you guys.
What?
So yeah, I've been playing around with the Chromecast a lot, and I'm really digging it. I love the YouTube app. Love, love, love the way YouTube runs in the Chromecast. It is beautiful and works very well, and
that's good to hear, because it isn't flawless. It's really nice most of the time, but it isn't flawless when you're using the review or the Xbox. It still glitches up every once in a while when you shut off your source. So like my phone, for instance, I can throw a YouTube video to it and it's fine. But if I ever power my device off and then turn it back on, if it's still in the YouTube app, it resends the command to watch that video. So if I'm in the middle of it, it just restarts the video. And it's like, oh my gosh, stop it. Like, you should be smarter than this.
Yeah, that doesn't... Well, the cool thing...
What?
The cool thing with that is, like, since you're using... You can cast from your laptop. So as long as your computer's on and you have that tab... And you can even close the tab with YouTube. I don't know if it's particularly supposed to do that, but it can. Like, I did meet one glaring bug where it wouldn't let me switch videos yesterday, so I had to completely, like, close Chrome and reopen Chrome.
Weird. Okay. Well, you know, every once in a while is good, better than almost every time.
Yeah, exactly. And I know they're actually going to be pushing through a patch here in the near future for it. In the next couple of weeks, and the API is going to be released for it in the next month, they've said. So that'll unleash the hounds and make it probably the greatest thing available.
And hopefully it doesn't kick out the feature of local media.
As long as the hounds in question are corgis.
The thing is with local media, as long as it can play in Chrome, like I said, it can play, because you can cast tabs. Like, I can cast the show notes to my TV if I really want to.
Nice.
Wow.
So, like, literally any... I did HBO Go yesterday with it. It's not native, but as long as it plays in a tab, I can just throw it to my television.
Yeah, because it does the mirroring, and it does its own hosting, depending on the website/app you're trying to use.
Yeah, it currently has YouTube, Netflix, Google Play, one other one, and Hulu Plus. So those five things will natively go, and you can switch off of that tab and not have to worry about it. The thing is with, like, going to anything else, it will be literally what you see in your tab. So if you're playing a video and it's small, it will only play the small version. If you full screen it on your laptop, it'll full screen on your television.
Exhibiting.
So if you're wanting to watch a full screen video, your laptop's still out of commission. By the way, hello, Sakani!
Hooray!
You are probably muted by default.
He is not ready for us.
He doesn't even have his cans on. He doesn't have his work shirt on. His arrow isn't pointing his nipple today. So,
Sakani, can you hear us? Okay.
He can hear us.
Wow. If you, you're not watching this on YouTube, you ought to go back and look. We just got double birds. So, fantastic.
Coming through loud and clear. All right.
That was my week. We're going to go ahead and head on to the shortest person now, Dale.
Hi. I've been really busy and really tired this week. That's about it.
Yay.
This week's been really crazy with real life stuff, so it's been insane. But one of the things I've had to do this week is prepare a 20-page business report in a week. So that was fun. So that's why I've pretty much cancelled everything on Chef on the Side for this week. So that's pretty much all I've been doing.
Yeah. You know,
plus all 6 nights of work that they've got me to do this week. Yeah, that's always fun.
I hate work.
No, thank you.
Yay, work.
And it's nighttime stuff, too, because, yeah, that's always fun. And
2 a.m. stuff?
2 a.m. finishes last night. That's always fun.
Oh, it's more fun doing daytime work and then being done at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
That's not fun either. That happens to
me
on occasion.
I'll take the nighttime into the morning. I'll take the nighttime into the morning long haul, but not the day long haul.
I get used to shifts that are from 1:30 to 10:30.
Ah, see?
No.
That's what happens when you work retail.
Well, I work field retail, so luckily I don't have that crap anymore.
I wish I worked retail now. That's how bad this is.
Jeez. I pity you, sir.
Yes, Connie looks exhausted.
Today I worked from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Jesus.
Oh, wow.
I've had those days. I feel for you, man.
I feel for me, too.
Right.
I love my office job sometimes.
Oh, me too.
Sake.
You shut your dirty
mouth. No complaints.
Well,
yeah. Shut your dirty cake holes.
9 to 6, you know, Monday through Friday.
I want my office job back. I used to have an office job. That was fun. Anyway, that's it for me. Who am I going to next? Sakani, go.
These last 2 weeks have been so much fun. Let's start with, I'm just going to complain about my job. That's because that's all that my life has been, is just work. Work has consumed my entire life and everything relating to do with my life and stuff. I actually ended up having to go to the emergency room last week, believe it or not.
Whoa.
I had really bad chest pains. I panicked. I thought, I was like, oh my God, am I having a heart attack? How is this possible? I mean, I have low blood pressure. I mean, how am I having a heart attack? But anyway, yeah, I had chest pains real bad. Went to the ER, got checked out. Turns out I just had a really bad case of acid reflux, but still.
Oh. Wow, that's intense. Yeah. But hey, get that stuff checked out. I had a friend at 30 have a heart attack, and it was like a 98% blockage. So don't even take chances on that stuff,
man.
Holy crap.
Wow. Well, I did not take any chances. I got all the scans. I got checked out by a cardiologist, so I got a clean bill of health. I'm straight. I'm good. But this is the amusing part. I actually didn't go into work that morning. I called in. Well, actually, I did the new technological thing. I actually took a picture of myself in the ER with an EKG hooked up to me and said, I'm not going to make it in the day.
It ain't going to happen today, guys. Sorry.
I believe in this thing.
Yeah. And then, of course, he calls back and says, so what time do you think you're going to make it in today?
How about not?
Nice.
Yeah, how about not?
Yeah, how about F off?
Yeah, did you greet him the way you greeted us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's another picture.
Like, hold on. I think you missed part of the picture. Hold on. EKG. Did you not catch that part? Like, the little no? With the mon? No? All right.
Here's a picture of the machine with a little brown line.
Yes.
Sorry, Alex.
Yeah, I mean, it's not fun having, like, oh, my God. Have you ever been hooked up to a thing? Those things, yes. Those little electrodes, whatever, they hurt me take them off. I have chest hair. That's not comfortable.
Dude, don't ever go in for a sleep study. Like, seriously, don't ever go in for a sleep study. Because
I've had worse things happen to me at hospitals.
Yeah.
I had once a nurse, I came in and they thought I had meningitis. Because, like, I had everything minus the throat pains. So this nurse is like, hey, let's take a blood sample. And I'm like, yeah, okay. So she does the normal blood work. All of a sudden, I know her, she, usually when you do blood work, your vials are like, yay, maybe like, yay thick.
yay
long. Yay thick, maybe. And afterwards, she goes, oh, we have this new machine that can test your blood for, like, platelets and shit and can double-check to make sure that you're okay. And I'm like, yeah, okay. So imagine I'm in this emergency room, my pajamas and junk. And it's like, all of a sudden, I know she brings out, like, these glass jars that are yay tall.
No.
Yeah, we're going to have to take out one of these. I mean, we're going to take this for blood. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. And I'm like dying in this chair. And she's like, okay, we're halfway done. Brings out another bottle. I'm like, what are you doing to me?
You're supposed to be taking blood, not killing me.
Exactly. So it's like, are you trying to do a transplant with somebody? Am I a donor now?
Is that what's going on?
We've got this guy named Angel. He's chilling out in the back. And, He's a little thirsty.
Yeah, that's a Reaching back to the 90s for that reference.
Yeah. Now you like that?
Way to go there, Bud Long.
That's nice.
Well, I was going to reference Being Human, but nobody ever finished watching that show.
Yeah, I'm a whiny werewolf.
Yeah.
Anyway, once I did get back to work, I had a helper with me now, somebody I started training to say, look, I'm busy. I'm working a lot. I need help. So they got me a helper. And I'm supposed to train this guy, show him the ropes, teach him the area, whatever. He's a very slow learner, but he's got some potential anyway. Or at least I thought he did. Until today, when, you put somebody in that area they're unfamiliar with, you expect they're going to get, maybe a little lost, maybe a little confused, whatever. No, yeah. It happens, right?
Right.
This guy took it to a new level. I believe I called him. He called me on 3 separate occasions over the span of about an hour and a half trying to find one address.
Ugh,
and nice. I gave him, exact directions, complete with, street names, number of traffic lights, landmarks, everything. I mean, I don't know how I could explain it any better unless I literally just, painted a dotted line on the street and said, go here. I actually complained to my boss when I got back in. I said, you know what, dude? This guy needs Google Navigation to find his own dick, and then he still passed up about 6 times. How bad can...
Just went straight past it. Just kept going.
You're like, no. You're like, no, where's the dick? Where's the... Whoops, no, that's the knee. Okay, let me back up.
Oh, that's the knee. Yep, that's the chest. Go back out.
No, wait, no, wait. That's the chest. Okay, no, maybe it's the other chest.
Outside?
Oh, man.
Okay.
And now here we are today with the world ending. I wish I could say I did some geeky stuff. What did I do? I haven't watched any episodes of Breaking Bad in the last 3 weeks. And no, I know I am not caught up. I'm only on season 3 right now, so I am not completely
I'm not even there, so don't feel bad.
I actually just watched season 4, episode 10 today.
Oh, yeah. season 4 is my favorite.
Season 4 is good. Season 4 is the best.
I'm about to meet Saul.
That's all I'm saying.
When the scene opens with a guy sitting on a bench Saul. That says, you need to call Saul. And I was like, oh, look, I get to meet him this episode. Like, it's kind of like that's a very not.
Better call Saul.
Yeah. Not subtle.
Yeah, they don't do subtlety very well.
Yeah.
It's like whenever somebody else is introduced, I'm like, all right, where's the countdown over their head?
New character. Oh, look, a billboard showing their face.
Well, I actually give him points for being solo. That was just one very weird exception, so.
Yes, anything to do with Saul at all is never subtle. Like, Saul has no subtlety. Whenever you see Saul on screen, you always know it's going to be right there.
Bob Odenkirk is magnificent as Saul.
He really is.
Like, he plays smarmy like no one I've ever seen before.
He plays what?
Smarmy.
Oh, okay.
I love Mike. Like the kid. I love Mike. He is like. It is hard to write a truly conflicted character like that and make it well, because Walt loses his conflictedness by the time even by the time I'm where I'm at. Jesse is never really conflicted. Yeah, Jesse is only conflicted in a certain method, but
Jesse's
truly
conflicted
character. But not in the way that Mike is. Mike is a oxymoron wrapped in a paradox.
Yes.
Well, that's a hell of a description.
And it's fantastic. He is an amazing character, and whenever you say that about anybody in Breaking Bad, you know what their inevitable fate is.
Spoilers.
I haven't got that far yet either, but you know what's going to happen. It's like in Game of Thrones. I really like this person. You know they're going to die.
Exactly.
I don't know. My three favorite characters aren't dead yet, and I'm still good with that.
Game of Thrones is a little different because everybody's gonna die in that series. Yeah. That's how it's gonna end. Everyone will
die. You
can
assume that for Breaking Bad too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, don't ruin Breaking Bad.
You'll be more surprised by who survives. That's more of a spoiler, is to say who survives.
Vince Gilligan is pulling George R. R. Martin and Joss Whedon cards everywhere with those.
Whoa!
Wow, that was a distraction. So,
Breaking Bad cast.
Welcome to Breaking Bad cast. I'm here on the Geek Game Network.
We should do that. Vito, we should do that.
It's kind of a past
make that happen.
Prime relevance, you know?
No, it's always relevant. All right. So, Connie, who's up next?
Who is up next? Who's gone already?
That would be me and CJ.
And Dale.
All right, CJ. Let's start with this fuzzy-looking dude on the left here, Alex.
Oh, yay, I get to go. All right.
Don't sound too excited. Come on now.
As for what I'm doing right now, because everybody can't see below my iMac, I'm actually playing Brawl on my Wii U as we do this. Just thought you should get that.
I'm glad we finished that thought.
Glad this show is entertaining to you.
What's going on right below?
Are you not entertained? Anyways,
you're in my lap.
Honestly speaking, though, for gadgets wise, just as a little story, this last weekend, I went to Orlando with a couple people from Oppa. And we met up with the CJ there. Yeah. And, I was the one and only person to have a Android phone. And,
What?
Yeah.
Dude, no, you weren't.
Well, in that group, yes, I was.
No, you weren't.
In the Awapa group.
Oh, in the Awapa group, yes. It's like, because Rachel and I had Nexus 4s.
Well, either way, I was the only one out of Jose and Andy that had an Android phone. And just seeing how much my phone sucked compared to everybody else's phone, I was like, I am so utterly done with my phone. So I asked my mom if I could take her upgrade since we're on a family plan, and she was like, yeah, sure, why not? I'm not going to get a smartphone anytime.
What kind of phone
do
you have?
You do have a crappy phone.
It was a Droid Bionic.
Okay.
Yeah, don't blame it on Android. Android. Blame it on your shitty phone.
Yeah, it was a pretty shitty phone. But either way, I begged my mom to have her upgraded. She said yes, and I got an iPhone 5C. I love it.
Oh, you have the Croc shoe case as well.
Huh?
You have the Croc shoe case on.
Yes, I do. I actually like it. I don't know why.
Plasticky goodness.
I can smell the plastic from here.
Just eat it all. So can I, funny enough. I can smell it all the way from here.
All the way in Ozland.
Ozland.
Australia, man.
No. I think a little far off.
Drink kind of, sort of, by like three continents.
Barbecue strip?
Wow. I don't know about you, but I don't do the barbecue strip. Jeez.
Barbecue strip is good.
Barbecue shrimp is delicious.
Mm. Oh, strip. I think it's strip. Never mind.
Y'all need to come on.
Girl, strip is better than barbecue sauce.
Barbecue strip is
also
good.
Oh, no.
I haven't had barbecue in ages now, I think about it. God, you guys suck. You made me hungry. That was good.
Hi. You're welcome.
Well, whatever.
Barbecue does sound good.
I hate to be short, but that's about it. I mean, everybody's been playing Pokemon, and I'm just here playing Brawl.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Pokemon. I want to play Pokemon.
Everybody's got to play the Pokemons, and then I was the only guy that actually waited for the guide to come out. Am I the only one that did that? Like, my GameStop by my house, like, did not have the guide, and I refused to start playing until I got the guide.
I will say, though, that usually,
you know, for strategy guides for games, like, you know how it's, like, a big magazine-looking strategy guide kind of deal going on? It's, this guide, it's hardcover, that's A, and B, it's not a regular guide, like, guides are usually like this size, and then like this is like really small. It's actually like a book, so it's the most different guide I've ever had, and I like it a lot. Also, as a side note, I collect strategy guides, so yeah, that's why I had to have
it. You're the person keeping Brady Games in business.
you know what? Screw Brady Games, man. They haven't come up with any new guides that are of decent worth in like ages.
They've never come out with good guides.
I don't know. I mean, all the ones that I've gotten ones for like all their RPGs, and I've never had a problem with.
Dude, like, alright, I had, I got the giant tome that was known as the Morrowind Brady Games strategy guide, and...
First of all, Brady Games sucks. What's wrong with the internet? I mean, we have this wonderful site called GameFacts.com, and...
I like the pretty pictures.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Also, it is a collectible thing. That,
He's against ASCII art. He hates ASCII art.
ASCII art, wow. Yeah, I just want to say that I do own the 3DS, and I do not own these two games. I do not own Animal Crossing or any Pokemon game.
Then why do you have that? Why do you have that
console? Then why do you even have a 3DS?
That's like the only thing I hear people talk about on the 3DS is those two games.
Yeah, I know. I don't have either one of them. I have Mario and Luigi Dream Team. I have Super Mario 3D Land. I have Fire Emblem. I have Project Egg Zone. I had Shin Megami Tensei 4, but I didn't like that game, so I got rid of it. And there are other things. I'm probably going to get the new Zelda, but I have no desire to play Animal Crossing. I'm not so ADD-starved or bored that I have to play Animal Crossing. I don't get that one. And every time I've tried, I have attempted to play every Pokemon game that's ever come out since Pokemon Yellow. I have started... The Pokemon Yellow is the only Pokemon game I have ever completed, I've ever finished. I have tried to play everyone since then. Yeah, see, there we go, Jared. That's the one right there.
Yeah, it's Jared right there.
I have tried to play everyone since then, and I've not been able to stand playing it for more than about 4 hours or so. I just get to a certain point, I'm like, I'm done, I'm bored, get me out of here. And every time people says, this one redefines Pokemon, it's Pokemon for a brand new era. I try playing, what was it, Pokemon Black.
Oh, that's not a good one to play. If you haven't played Pokemon in a while, that is not a good one to play.
Yeah, got about 3 hours in, said forget this. So,
my friends cannot stand Pokemon Black, I am included.
See, right. X and Y actually do a lot different. Like, X and Y is the first time I have been interested in a Pokemon game since Gen 3.
Okay, this is what I want to know.
And Emerald.
Can this game just not bore me after 3 hours?
The good thing about this one is that they make it really easy to get stuff really fast, unlike the old ones.
So it's less Japanese.
and I don't say they're catering to the American ADD culture.
This is coming from a person who is a very big, you know, JRPG fan. So when I say that, I mean it with love, because I love grindy games like that.
Disgaea, anyone?
Yeah, oh, dude. I have 400 hours on Disgaea.
Oh, Lord.
One.
How far into the item world did you get?
I've killed one item god, one. I beat Bale, but I have not been able to beat Prinny Bale.
Okay, you got nothing on my brother then. I just want to know. I think he has some I don't know. He has like 2 years on this guy, and I don't know if he's been doing the game yet.
Dude, it is very easy to get sidetracked on Disgaea games. Like, I got it on my DS too, so I've been playing that, and even then, it's just like, I just distracted. Ooh, there's a nice story. I can go and kill things randomly. And then the item senate happens.
Yeah. I wish I could get into that game more, because it is a hilarious game just to watch.
It really is. Two skipped a beat, three really disappointed me. Like, Disgaea 3 I got, and I played, and I just really could not get into it. It's one based in school, and it was not great. And then 4 came out, and I love Disgaea 4.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love Disgaea 4 almost as much as I love Disgaea 1.
Does it have Laharl in it?
Every game has Laharl in it.
Okay.
I think this one actually has Laharl as a like non-end game character. I think you actually, if I remember correctly, you get Laharl in the storyline. I know you get Etna and Flan in the storyline.
Oh, Flan.
Chirp.
Anyway, so what's been going on with you?
Sorry, I turned my mic down because I coughed earlier. Let's see. For me, basically two things. I got a Mophi juice pack for my S4, which makes it a little thicker.
What the hell is but Mophi juice pack?
It is a backup battery. So check this out. No. It's a case that adds a battery. So
is it
we've
Capri
got,
Sun?
Is it what?
Is it a Capri Sun?
No. Although, wow, that's an off-air funny story. Seriously, after the show's over, remind me about Capri Suns. Yeah. Anyway, so no, it gives you a backup battery that's always plugged in. It still gives you a USB port like you normally would. That gives you a regular USB port for your phone, so you can do charge and sync and everything else through that. But it has a backup. I want to say it's like another 2200 milliamp battery. So when your battery gets low, you flip a switch on the back right there to green. And when you do that, your phone
starts charging.
Nice.
I have the same thing right here. I just stick it in my pocket and hook a small USB cord to my phone.
Yeah, it's nice because it's a part case, and then you can just flip the switch and keep it. You don't have to keep an extra piece, but it's essentially the same thing, exactly.
Well, the extra piece comes in handy, especially when the last time I was the only Android user in a room full of iPhones. I actually have a nice phone, though. I have a Galaxy S3, so yeah. I'm not envious.
Dude, the Anker batteries are great, though. There was a crazy sale on eBay recently that I missed, and it was like a 5,000 milliamp battery for like $30 or something ridiculous.
I got this one off of Amazon. This is the 5400 and I paid $24.99 or something like that.
See, it's stuff like that where I'm like, man, I wish I had gotten that at the time.
So yeah, anyway, I got to save the day because I brought an external charger and after we went to an event, I had it hooked the whole time. So my phone's battery was at 97%.
Yep.
While I was in a room full of iPhones at like 5, 10, 15. So somebody actually managed to bring along one of those USB chargers that actually fits an iPhone. But for some reason, they're too good to use micro USB like everybody else. The jerks. But, So somebody brought along a USB charger, and I passed along my Anker battery, and everybody got to charge up their iPhone, and one person even charged up a MacBook with it.
Yeah.
So I saved the day. Yay me, screw you iPhones, who needs you?
Well, next time I take a big trip, I'll probably buy one of those just because some of them have multiple USB ports, and I can charge my tablet and my other two phones at the same time, and that will come in handy.
Yeah.
But this, I use my phone at work for a GPS and a hotspot and to make phone calls, so that will destroy your battery by default.
I know. Use my battery dies just making calls and listening to music for about 12 hours a day. So yeah.
So the normal battery life on the S4 is actually really good as your regular device, but as soon as you start using it for GPS when you drive 2 hours a day on average, and then you also have to use it for a hotspot while you're at people's houses, it doesn't work out. So I got my the Mophi juice back, and it's been fantastic. Other than that, I have been editing some video for How It Stacks. We talked about briefly, I think at the beginning of the show, for DuckTales gameplay footage. Adam Jones from Start Select donated a USB composite video recorder, or interface, technically, so we can play games and record them and then post them to YouTube later. So I'm editing the physical game footage as well as my camera of us playing while it's recording the video. Yes, that. I hate you so much.
I just like that he always has it at the ready.
Yeah.
Just anytime. DuckTales! I have the theme song.
Yeah, except that's actually.
Yes, me too.
That was actually Darkwing Duck.
So I just played, right?
So, yeah. Go listen to the episode if you don't get the reference. I completely misheard. Yes. what we were going to be watching, so I watched Darkwing Duck, and we were covering DuckTales. So, yippee.
Well, that's because Darkwing Duck is better than DuckTales. Oh, I said it.
Oh, right. So, anywho, that's been...
That's a conversation for another time.
Yes. That's been me for pretty much everything for the past week or so. So I'm going to say, Azevedo, I believe it is your turn.
Yeah, because I'm the only one who hasn't gone.
Yes.
Not a whole lot of interesting stuff. I'm getting closer to being caught up on Sleepy Hollow. I'm one behind now, so I'm still enjoying that. I'm still sticking with it. I'm liking it.
We're still behind, so...
Yeah, I'm one episode behind on that, and one episode behind on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is still good. I'm still enjoying that as well. We watched Iron Man 3 this weekend. My wife hadn't seen it. It's as good as it was the first time. Great, great. Iron Man stuff. Ben Kingsley. So great. Love him.
You never saw him coming.
Yeah, you never saw him coming. And I've got a fun little game to play with you guys.
Okay. I love a bit of fun games.
I have a clip I recorded of Bella saying something, and I'm going to see if you guys can identify the phrase she is saying.
Do we have to?
Are you ready? And first one to get it right gets an internet cookie or something. Are we ready?
Yes.
Sure.
To begin. Here we go. Listen close.
What?
Well, I'll give you two one more time. Listen carefully.
What does the fox say?
The fox say.
Oh, you got it.
Yes. I want my internet cookie. Can I get a cookie that looks like something from the internet made by your wife? Because that's what I'm requesting.
Okay.
Because she's a baker.
Actually, since you only live a few minutes away, we may actually be able to get you a real cookie.
I call foul.
Wait a second, I said it at the same time as Ham.
No, I said it first. You can listen to the show later.
Let's go,
I
got sweet.
So yeah, now we watch the fox. What does the fox say? At least twice a day.
Yes. Now, are we talking about the original or the one that CJ keeps referencing?
The original.
Thank you. The original is so much better.
I so wish you.
The Tazon Day one doesn't have a computer animated fox dancing around. And
that's true.
Dancing around, doesn't it?
The fox. The fox is dancing.
The fox say.
I know the fox does not say ow, 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 because that's what the seal says.
The seal
says ow, 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 ow.
The elephant goes toot.
Toot.
Fish goes blub.
And frog goes croak.
Croak.
Or ribbit.
Croak.
Wow.
Anyway.
Back
so
on
that's
track.
About the extent of my exciting week. Iron Man 3 and what does the fox say? Over and over.
All right. Sounds great. All right, so we're going to go ahead.
That's great. Right,
we're going to go ahead and head on into the break then, pay some bills. We are going to listen to...
It's Anamanaguchi, Tempest, Teamwork, Something Other at Sea. I lost it.
Oh, my God. Tempest, Teamwork. God, I know this.
Triumph at Sea. There we go. Tempest, Teamwork, and Triumph at Sea.
All right. You should probably have discussed this before the show, but do you have a recorded ad, or do you need me to rely on
I have a recorded ad.
All right, then. All right, folks. Well, we are going to go ahead and take a break. We are going to listen to Anamanaguchi, Triumph, something, 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 Etsy, and we'll be right back.
And that's at sea, not Etsy. Just throwing that out there.
This podcast is brought to you in part by Tweaked Audio. They've got 7 great styles. They've got 7 great colors. Well, technically 6. And then they have wood. I don't call that a color. Maybe you do. Mic'd and non-mic'd versions. They're designed to sound great for music and talk, like podcasts. Engineered for durability, they've got a noise-reducing design, compatible with iPods, iPhones, Android devices, and all MP3 players and most phones. Don't forget you get 1/3 off of your order. That's right, you get 30% off. Just use the discount code GEEK. Oh, And one more thing, they've got free shipping. Find them at www.geek-io.com/tweaked.
ProXPN. ProXPN is a super secure VPN that believes you should be able to use the internet how you want to. By encrypting all traffic that goes through it, it keeps all of your data private. Your IP is completely hidden, so your location is secure and appears wherever you want it to. Keeps you safe from all of those silly cable six strike rules and more. Keep your traffic safe. Go to proxpn.com and use Geek20 for 20% off of their already really low prices starting at $6.25 a month. We want to thank ProXPN for your support of the Geek.io network.
Hey, this is Willis for How It Stacks, where we watch and rate all the TV shows, movies, video games, toys, and music that you grew up with to see how they stack up as an adult.
Every 2 weeks, we get together, get drunk, and cover topics such as
Voltron,
the WWF,
Mega Man,
Escape from New York,
Escape from LA,
The Labyrinth,
and The Dark Crystal.
Tune in to How It Stacks on the Geek.io Podcast Network every 2 weeks, where we get shit-faced and talk about the nerdiest topics that can come to mind.
My name's Willis.
And I am JD for How It Stacks.
Thank you.
All right, and welcome back, everybody.
On to the news!
As always, you can get all of our tech news over at awildpodcastappears.com. And OPPA has an awesome thing going on right now in conjunction with Geek.io, the WAP Comic Convention, South Florida's newest and biggest comic and gaming convention, held January 31st through February 2nd, 2014. Held at the huge BBT Center, BB&T Center, right outside of Miami, Florida. Come check us out with us, OPPA, and more. For more information, check out WAP.coco.com. All right. So there's an Apple event going on October 22nd, and they sent out invitations yesterday about it, which we didn't get because we're not loved by Apple. But this is going to be the big refresh for their the iPad, and probably for OS Mavericks as well. There's not been any. There's only rumors going around right now what's actually going to be there. They haven't said anything what officially is going to be there. Probably the big rumors floating around the new iPad is that it's going to be the large one. It's basically going to be the same form factor between the iPad and iPad Mini, the same light form factor that the iPad Mini has, just one's going to be large and one's going to be small, akin to how the Kindle Fire does it, or did it before they decided to do their new ones, which are two completely different models. They're talking about the i7 going to be in the new iPad, the A7, sorry, going to be in the new iPad, probably fingerprint scanner.
They're going to probably make it all special and make it the A7X.
Yeah, probably.
That's going to go.
Better camera, you know, probably also going to do the iPad Mini with Retina display. So, not a whole lot has been released, just invites were sent out, and it's going to be on at October 22nd. And ourselves and OPPA will be covering it.
What's the, what is everybody thinks going to be announced other than, say, Mavericks and what, a new Mini, right?
Is it going to be the iPad? It's going to be the big iPad thing. They're probably going to touch on Mavericks, probably give it release date for.
They might talk about upgrading the Retinas to have the Haswell processors, maybe. That's another rumor that's going around. No.
Exciting, okay. Considering all of us here are Apple fans, totally.
I am the fuck.
The Jared's eyes glazed over.
I'm sorry, but you have a 5C. That does not make you an Apple fan. That makes you an Apple bandwagoner. Okay, I'm just saying.
Oh,
burn! I don't have that clip handy.
The iMac I'm using right now.
Shows how much you care about your Apple stuff. You're throwing it around.
Totally.
I've broken more Apple products than you have in that room right there. I'm just saying.
I don't know. You don't know. You just see this little section that is my room. Ask Acevedo as to how much stuff I have in my room.
It's impressive. He just pulls it out of everywhere. Like his room doesn't seem that big, but apparently it is just filled to the brim. It's here's my only Apple device that I own right here.
Should I bring this out too, or no?
The Zune, yes.
This is a
bring that Zune out.
iPod Touch. I don't know which version it is, but
heck yes,
this is a fresh screen.
In this room, I have right now an iPod Mini, two iPod videos, three iPod touches. A iPhone, a iPad, and an iMac.
I have this.
Yeah. That says
yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. What all is right. That? Apple. Woo, October 22nd.
Back on subject.
All right. Going to the opposite end of the spectrum, Skype has dropped a big bomb. I'm totally going to take full responsibility for finding this. Skype has made an announcement stating in December of this year, anything that is based on the Skype desktop API is no longer going to work, meaning all the call recorders like Pamela and of there, that nature.
I've done a little bit of research, and some of them are claiming theirs will still work, and I don't know how, but there are some that are claiming.
It's going to be a full third-party method then, because the desktop API is going poof.
I've seen some people say, ours is still going to work. Don't worry. Fear not, our paid customers.
They're frantically searching for a way to make it work.
Exactly.
No, it means they went down to their IT department and said, hey, can you still make this work? And they're like, I don't know, maybe. And they're like, okay, good enough.
It's a yes from me.
The guy's like, wait, no. I didn't read the article first.
Yeah. Wait, what? It's going away. Hold on.
There's no API.
People who do Skype recording with items like Audacity and stuff like that, that's still obviously going to work, and you can still use your video capture devices, but anything directly based on the desktop API is going to go away.
These are all the plugins that people pay for, not if you're using a virtual audio cable and extra software and everything else. You can still do workarounds, but the direct plugins that are super easy for people to use to record their calls will no longer work.
Yeah, but it's all in an attempt for them to homogenize the system. They're trying to make desktop and mobile, one flat programming environment. And they did say that they're looking for a official version of it. So basically, by the time this time comes around, you'll probably have a big red record button on all of your Skype calls.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, from reading the article, they're talking about they needed to update some stuff because it hasn't been updated since, 2004. That sounds legit, just from, the reliability and the.
Out of sheer curiosity, when did Microsoft buy Skype? What year was that?
2010,
probably. Was it? I thought it was longer.
To the cloud.
It was like 2008.
Oh jeez. Yeah. Sakani.
Go check the. go check the official.
Oh, that's funny.
The Book of Knowledge.
Uncle Google says.
But I think ultimately it was gonna.
2011?
2011, May
10th. Wow, okay, I definitely thought it was longer.
Is that what I said, or did I say 2010?
You said 2010, but still.
I could have sworn it was longer than that.
Yeah, I was thinking 7 or 8 or something, and I was like, man, see, Microsoft's just been sitting on it forever, but it's actually only been 2 years, so never mind. My comment is irrelevant.
It kind of goes on hand.
Ultimately, what I was thinking is, what are they going to build into it themselves? To do
big
this.
Red record button. That's what I'm gonna guess. Is just you're gonna have a giant record button that probably will play an ad when you are going to. My guess is they're gonna play an ad whenever you hit that button.
Unless you have
some ad, or you can upgrade to Pro version and just
or in the middle of your call, it's just gonna interrupt with this recording is brought to you by
Ford Fiesta.
This recording
Audible.com. The leading
you should buy a license. Yeah. It'll make you feel warm and fuzzy inside when you do.
Sam. Oh, man, that's still funny. Sam. Wow.
The rumors are going along that the actual Skype CEO is going to be stepping over to be the Microsoft CEO as well. So it's kind of a handed-on thing.
So no longer the Nokia guy?
Well, there's three people that are currently in the running for that one once Steve Ballmer finally leaves. Nokia guy, Skype guy, and Ford guy.
Is that how we're going to just refer them now as to what they used to be the heads of?
Yeah.
Yes, because I don't remember any of their names because I don't care.
Who cares?
Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
So, it's one of those three. It's kind of weird that if you combined the three of them, you'd make the perfect CEO. Because, the Ford guy is completely hardware-driven. This guy is an engineer. He knows his hardware. The Skype guy obviously knows software and enterprise. And the Nokia guy knows how to market. So you'd have the perfect CEO if you combine into some Cerebus
level. They are Captain
CEO. They will create Captain Microsoft.
So
they will create Bill Gates or Steve Jobs.
Are we saying they should pull a BlackBerry and just have multiple CEOs so they can fight on an airplane and spit on people or whatever happened with that?
I'm tired of these motherfucking CEOs on this motherfucking
day. Now, just so you know,
Don't wow, that wasn't Sakani that came out with that?
No, it was not. I'm about to say something actually brilliant here. But no, don't try to compare that Nokia dude to Steve Jobs now. Steve Jobs, believe it or not, what he was, everybody...
That's what I'm saying.
Everybody applies a lot of names to Steve Jobs, but the most important name and the one they know, no one seems to want to bust a word for him, ascribe to him, is that Steve Jobs was a damn good salesman. That's what he was.
No doubt.
That's what I'm saying, is if you combine the three of them, you'll get a Bill Gates or a Steve Jobs.
Bill Gates was never a salesman. He's not
a marketing person. Yeah. He is a software person. He's a software genius.
Yeah, Microsoft does not have any people who are good at marketing at all, except for...
That's the reason why you see these horrible commercials where you have no idea what the products actually do.
They snap together and break dance on the table.
I was super excited about being able to click my laptop or my tablet together with a keyboard. I don't know about you guys.
Is it a laptop? Is it a tablet? Who knows?
Google it. Oh,
break
wait.
While holding it.
No kidding.
All right, speaking of breakdancing.
So when you're out and you're out and about doing stuff and you don't have any cash and somebody's offering to pay for you, Square, the well-known for me, card reader service that charges you a very flat and fixed rate at like 2.75% for a credit card reading on your phone, they are now offering something called Square Cash. So somehow you can email cash to each other with no sign up. It's a little confusing.
It's the same thing Google Wallet does.
Yeah, but this one you don't have to sign up for. You just email somebody. Like, you open the app, tie a credit card, and give them the email and how much, and then they get a link that just lets them magically put it in their bank account.
Google Wallet.
Did not know Wallet did that.
Yeah, Google Wallet does that same thing where you only have to be the person sending the money only has to be a Google Wallet member.
Well, this isn't even a member. You just have to put in your credit card number or your debit card number.
Well, you have to be a Square member.
No. You install the app, give them your debit card number, an amount, and an email address, and it's done.
Now, okay, if I don't have to be a member for this, I am not trusting.
Now, this is the one thing that I have. I mean, now, basically, I imagine this work. It's not like a membership thing. It's working just like a standard online payment service. I can understand.
Yeah, it's on the back end. It's authorizing with your app.
Yeah. What I don't understand is... everything is supposed to be so easy for people to send money. How do people receive it?
Yeah, I haven't tried it yet. I'm tempted to send CJ or somebody like $3 because it doesn't matter. I typed in $1 and it was like okay, but I never finished the transaction. So
yeah, but that's what I'm. Every story I've seen about this talks about how it's so easy to send money, and some also throwing the comparison to Google Wallet. That's fine, but if it's not easy for the recipient to actually get the money out of wherever. The
site says you just follow the link on your email and it lets you put it in your bank account. Like I said, I haven't tried it yet. Maybe by next week I will have tried it with like $1 and I might send it to CJ or somebody else. Who knows?
Yeah,
I need money.
I'm only talking about $1 here. Come on now.
Making money.
Hey, man, I should get some cake for that amount of money.
Cookie.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you can buy a cookie from...
Oh, hey, you know what? CJ, you're not helping yourself here. I might be giving money to Azevedo now.
But you can walk down like 5 feet, knock on his door, and give him $1.
But I don't carry cash. That's kind of what intrigues me about this. I don't ever carry cash. So, anyway.
So we can email it.
Yes,
I will
email you $1 for that cookie. So next time a little...
Email $1 to feedback.
Well, you won the first cookie. If you want a second cookie...
You've got to pay for it, son.
So now you have two.
First one's free.
geekio.com/tipjar or feedback@geek-io.com.
Yeah. Just send us something from Square.
Yeah, you want to try it out? Just send us some money.
Squares. Yeah. I think that. No,
give
that's
money,
nothing to do with
money.
This. But it's fine. Goodness, that's loud.
Wow.
Hey, sorry about your ears.
Wow,
that was loud.
Wow.
I thought I adjusted the volume on that.
Did you skip that article in the notes?
Or? Oh, yes, I did. On accident. Go ahead and do yours. I'll do it afterward.
Okay, science! So guess what IBM is doing? They're making computers more like your brain. For real.
Yay.
We're serious this time, guys.
Yeah, so they've developed, or they're working on developing basically these three-dimensional computer circuits instead of, you know, them being flat on a circuit board so that, you know, you get the most airflow. They're going to make them 3D and fill them with a fluid that basically works like blood. So it cools the circuit.
Doesn't sound creepy at all.
No, it's pretty freaky. It cools the circuit and it's, you know, it can carry electricity, so it powers the circuit through this fluid, you know, like blood does in our body. So they're kind of like basing these new designs on how the human brain works, and it's really freaking cool. Because they've basically hit a point where, like, it takes, they can't make the chips much smaller because it takes more energy and they lose heat, and I don't know. I'm not an engineer. But this new 3D technology, using the fluid, they can, you know, take the next step in making chips
smaller. So all Minority Report up in this piece.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, precogs.
Hey, we covered that last week. Come on, guys.
Get your wooden balls ready.
That's what she said.
Always. My wooden balls are always ready.
Oh, man.
All right. IBM.
Wow.
Brain computers.
Yippee.
But speaking of brain computers,
I tell you what.
What if you wanted to put a brain computer in your home?
I tell you what. You could now run a personal server that has nothing to do with commercial or making money if you have Google Fiber. Evidently, they listened to everybody's complaints and said, "But what if I have like a personal cloud that I just use it to share files?" And Google changed their EULA to say if it is a personal server, nothing that's going to serve, you know, like websites or tons and tons of traffic, you can now run a server. It just can't be for commercial purposes.
Which, yeah, makes this is sense. A follow-up to a story that we did 2 or 3 months ago about
right.
the fact that they said, yeah, no yeah. servers.
Well, it was the way their EULA was, it was probably just a copy-paste.
It was vague.
Like, yeah, it was a very open-ended EULA that said, hey, you can't host content
Somebody
from your
Scott
Google
message.
Fiber. So... they, you know, evidently when the internet
so
blew
the
up.
The internet freaked out.
Yeah, and Google
like,
said,
whoa,
okay,
whoa, whoa, settle down, internet.
We're good.
It's
We're
okay.
Good.
That's not what we meant. We'll fix it. Just deep breath. Easy.
It's
yeah.
okay.
The internet freaked out good. And only like...
That's a good internet.
What were you saying, Alex?
I said, yeah, you know, just don't worry about us selling your information unless you opt out of it. It's cool.
Who doesn't?
Hey, they give you a checkbox. It's fine.
Right.
You just gotta right. find it.
It's a little easier to find than Facebook's are.
For Google Fiber, they can sell my information. I don't care.
I know that's
if you
right.
bring Google yeah. Fiber to my house, you can have my information. I'm good.
Freaking gigabit up and down for 70. No, it's gigabit up and down, dude. Gigabit.
Yeah, dude. Gig
yeah,
up down.
Yeah, for 70. But it's 100
fine.
For like 5. I don't
really
need
more
than 100.
Who needs 5?
Wow. Like for $5.
Oh,
I mean,
oh,
like $5
okay.
is 100 megs.
Yeah,
oh,
but...
Good Lord. That's 100 times more than what I currently have.
But I'm already paying the same price. I might
ecstatic.
As well get a gig. I'm used to paying 70. Give me a gig for the same price. Let's do this.
That's fine.
Yeah,
wow.
Exactly.
Well, I'd be happy with 100.
I'm okay.
I'd be
Yay,
happy
NSA. Bring Google Fiber to my house. Yay, NSA.
Sure,
right. Why not?
Know all the things.
Except with ProXPN. ProXPN
yeah.
is fast.
I have that handy. Should I play it again? Like,
no.
Anywho.
Yeah, let's remind you that we are sponsored by an opt-out service.
Right.
Is that what they want to be known as?
Yeah,
sure.
Sort of.
ProXPN, the opt-out service. I like it. It's
well, they kind of if you go to ProXPN.com, like seriously, they if you look in their stuff, they're basically, in not so many words, telling you that they are a giant opt-out service for things like Facebook and Google and stuff like that. So, all joking aside, yeah, they're a giant opt-out service.
Definitely your ISP and NSA, but that also depends on what server you connect with. Because if you're still connecting to a U.S. server, they still potentially could see that stuff pop out. But anyway,
yeah.
I think that's
Google Fiber.
Yeah,
more,
fiber. If
more
it's in
fiber.
Your area, feel free to jump on that, knowing you can use the server.
Call them right now. Call them right now. Stop listening to us. Call them if you are in Kansas City, Austin, or
Wichita, or whatever it is.
Something.
Is that a really other city that has it?
Is that an actual city?
It's an actual city, but I don't think they have fiber.
There, it's some weird small town near Kansas City that has it.
Provo, Utah is the next one's coming up. Provo, Utah is the next one coming up.
Hey, how about Miami, Florida? How about that? I like that idea.
St. Petersburg. I'm better with that one.
So I have a friend who's thinking about moving to Austin. He was like, I'll let you know how Google Fiber is. I was like, you can shut your mouth. Like, I don't want to hear it. I hate you so much. Yeah.
All right. So, all right. Let's go ahead and wrap this baby up then because I'm getting tired. Yeah, stuff and things. Thank you, Alex and Sakani, for coming on. Do either one of you guys want to pimp out anything before we get on out of here?
Tomorrow we are...
That's later. That's...
What the...
if you would read the chat instead of playing Wii...
he's playing with a Wii U...
Whatever. As he now looks at the chat.
What? There's chat? I didn't know there was chat.
Wow, okay.
So thanks for coming on, guys. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
You put your light gun away, sir. Put your light gun away.
There's the flasher gun.
Don't give him any ideas. We're public right now.
So yeah, anything we want to pimp out or anything before we head on out?
Should I do a pimp thing or no? What's up?
Go for it.
As you guys know, I do my show, the BGM, Video Game Music Podcast. It's a podcast about video game music. That's why it's called a Video Game Music Podcast. This weekend we're doing last weekend because it came out Sunday, which was last weekend. Yeah, I got that right. Okay, I came up with a new episode. This episode all about hip hop music and video games, the crossover. This is the first I did this episode once last year. This is the second version of it. First one proved to be pretty popular, so check out the second one. I should be advised though, this is only one of two explicit language podcasts I've ever done. They're usually all nice and clean for the kiddies. This one's for the grown ups. All right, so no, go out there, no. Bobby head, bump your speakers, you know, all that. All right, check me out, man.
A website for that?
Alex?
Website for that. You can find it on the... Yeah, it's on the Geek.io network right there. CJ, what's the address?
Geek-io.com.
All right, you can also find it on the iTunes store, my Apple. All right, my boy Alex, you know all about that. All right. Now, you can also find it on the interwebs at Sekani2.com. That's Sekani and the number 2.com. All right.
And Alex.
Yeah, so now do I do the thing?
Yeah, you can do it. I was messing with you before.
Yeah, I do. Okay, so hi, guys. We're doing our celebratory 50th episode tomorrow on... AWPA.co. We are going to be kicking off the ceremonies tomorrow around, I think it's like 9 o'clock.
11.
Huh?
11.
I want to hope it's 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
How do I know this and you don't?
leave my childish dreams alone, child.
Be lucky if it starts at 11.
I know. Don't effing remind me. But yeah, we're going to be having our 50th episode tomorrow. It's going to be a big old extravaganza. We're going to be having a bunch of people from back when we first started on the show. We're going to have a couple of roundtable discussions. And we are even having a secret contest. gasp. I am announcing
contest?
You just mentioned it. It's no longer a secret.
Yes.
It's not a secret anymore.
Bum, bum, bum.
No, yeah, I don't have that handy. Sorry.
All right. There you go. We are at twitter.com/geekioshow, facebook.com/geekioshow, myspace.com/geekioshow. Oh, wait, that doesn't exist.
No.
Do you guys actually know MySpace?
No.
I should do that. friends.
Can you make an MySpace? No, what you need to do, y'all need to go. No, break up the sausage space here. Y'all need to go on Pinterest. Pinterest.com/GeekIO Show and get the ladies involved in here. That's what you need to do.
Thank you,
man. It's brilliant.
There you go. Our site is geek-io.com, our video site where you can catch every video that we air directly after the show. The live show ends at geek-io.com/video. You can reach us at feedback@geek-io.com. Also, you can send your square money to us.
Or you could send your square money to me.
Next week, I have some feelers out, but it's going to be a surprise guest.
We are currently surveying our listeners to learn more about you. Please take a few minutes to visit our website and click on the survey link found in the show notes for each episode. Thank you. And on November 2nd, the Extra Life Marathon is happening. Check out geek-io.com/extralife for mower info. Think of the children.
You can go get some mower.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah.
Okay. Check out giant conglomeration of us, Chef Wonder Media, and AWPA, spanning three big sites. Going to be massive, guys. And like I say every week, every bit of it is tax deductible. Every bit of it goes directly to the Children's Miracle Network hospitals. None goes to us because I know you guys feel weird about donating to us. That's all right. It all goes to charity.
It does.
Do it first. Yes.
For the kids. It's for the kids, y'all.
And and it's going to be something I bring up more often. This seriously has a very big part in mine and Rachel's lives. I mean, our son Aaron was actually in the hospital in the NICU right after he was born that we are playing for the All Children's Hospital here in St. Petersburg, Florida. So this is a big thing for us. So check it out, geek-io.com/extralife for malware info. Speaking of malware, we are a proud member of the OPA Network at wildpodcastappears.com alongside the titular Wild Podcast Appears by Jose, Miguel, and that guy over there with the big hair.
Hey, it's long. It's not big. I'm not in the 80s guy.
It's quite big. I saw it.
Get out of here. That doesn't count. I was in the humidity.
Out of context, this sounds terrible.
Coming up this week on Geek.io, Terrible Tuesday Movie Night watches Catwoman, so you don't have to. Don't ever watch that. Disney Geek.io goes...
Holly Berry be a crazy cat lady in every sense?
I'm okay with watching Holly Berry be in tight leather, but I don't want her to be Catwoman. Especially not... Selena Kyle, Catwoman. Disney Geek.io goes into the cranberry bong with Jose Castillo. We cover Epcot's Food and Wine Festival, Avatar at Animal Kingdom, Christmas at Disneyland, and much more. Once again, BGF Woo-hoo! Takes us on a journey celebrating rap and hip-hop in video games. OPA turns 50 tomorrow, and a couple of people who normally host this show may be there.
Get up and wind up!
Oh, wow, what a teaser.
How it stacks, does DuckTales / Darkwing Duck, and next week is Darkwing Duck / DuckTales. What are you going to play when Tailspin comes up? Are you going to play the, I don't know, Aladdin theme song?
No, it'll be...
Gummy Bears.
Who knows? Oh, man.
Gummy Bears.
My little pony, my little pony.
Chip and Dale.
Yes.
There you go.
That's actually... we were actually talking about whether or not we were going to do Chip and Dale, so we might just... Why not? I'll play the wrong theme for kicks. It'll be fun.
Totally, hell not yeah. Because you watched the wrong show.
Yeah, right. It'll be on purpose this time.
Totally on purpose.
Do you think we could look or sound better? Head on over to geek-io.com/tipjar to donate some of that much-needed geek love to the show. If you donate $5 or more, you can have us say anything you want to at the top
of
the show.
If you donate $20, I'll get a haircut and I'll look better.
There you go. $20 will get Sakon. $50 and Alex will get a haircut.
It took me 2 years to grow this. I think it's going to be more than $50. Just saying.
$50.25.
I'll give you $50 just to comb it, dude. That's a mess.
Wow. Connie is mean tonight.
I have a bad day. All right. These motherfucking boxes on this motherfucking truck. I'm just saying.
We can be heard on Stitcher Radio as well as iTunes. Be sure to leave us an honest review, and we'll gladly read it on the show.
Have you had any?
Please.
We've had some, but not since Sexy Nachos sent in a 5-star review. Sexy Nachos. I'm not joking with this.
Go check that junk out. It's fantastic.
Yeah. They also gave us, on the master feed, said Sexy Nachos gave us a review that was pretty much copy and pasted from the other one. Not that I'm complaining, but...
Take whatever 5-star reviews we can get. Right.
Yeah. Frankly, I don't care how many Sexy Nachos review us. I'm okay with every Sexy Nachos.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
All right, guys. Anything else before we head on out of here?
Evidently, breaking news, Nexus 5 was partially available available for viewing on the Play Store earlier tonight. So,
whoops.
$349 for the 16 gig. It's not there anymore. But it was $349 for the 16 gig. It's pulled down now, but it was available for a little bit.
I think that's how much the 16 gig for the Nexus 4 was.
Correct. So there was worry that people were gonna jump the price once they got people into like the hey buy the Nexus from us direct thing, and then they're afraid it was gonna jump up.
That's the one thing I love about the Nexus 4, and this is the main reason why I got the phone, is because it was $199 without a contract, without a carrier.
Yep.
Fully unlocked.
That will be my next phone, I can pretty much guarantee.
And if if the 5 is impressive enough that has good enough features to make me want to leave the 4, then yeah, it definitely. I have no question about dropping $200.
I will miss my 5-inch screen from the Note, but for the price, I would drop it in a heartbeat. I'll deal with it.
And we have this awesome plan through T-Mobile, which is $30 a month for 100 minutes, but unlimited text, data, and web.
Nice.
That is the plan.
Yeah, you have good T-Mobile coverage there. We don't here. So T-Mobile's not a good option. Anyway, that was it for me.
All right. Yeah.
That's not a good option anywhere.
Say that again.
Sure it is for $30 a night. If for $30 a month, no contract, it's perfect.
All right, I think that's it. Anybody else got anything?
Yeah. Yep, anything else?
I'm out of beer, so I think we're done.
Done.
Funny, I think it's the same thing as Vito says every week.
What's the fact say? Ding, 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 ding.
All right, folks. On that note,
bye! You've been listening to a part of the Geek.io Podcast Network.
Loud noises!
Copyright 2013.
Visit us at geek-io.com for all of our great shows.
The pressure is building slowly, inexorably inside me. Oh my.
Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's bad for you. Go figure out how it works.
I want to get out of here. I want to leave this place right now.
Mommy's changing her name to shit, and you can't say that.
Ring-a-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding.